Thanks for dropping around. This is Michael Kerr, and you are listening to Humor at Work. So to kick things off, it's another poutine-infused edition, and wouldn't that make an awesome cologne, eh? Another poutine-infused edition of just random thoughts and ideas related to the world of work, so let's roll. A study of over 51,000 people found that your chances of being seen as an effective leader if you are viewed as unlikable is 1 in 2,000. I don't like those odds, so here's a simple thing to maybe consider. I don't know. Be likable. Increase your odds just a little bit by just being, you know, not a jerk. A survey in Fast Company magazine asked readers what the top barriers to creativity in business are. The top answers were, drumroll please, fear of the new, that was number one, 32% of respondents, inertia, 28%, and bureaucracy, 23%. So what is blocking creativity in your company? Small nudges can have huge payoffs when it comes to changing people's behaviors. In fact, a nudge unit created in the UK helped change people's behaviors in all sorts of different ways. Here's just one more example of what they managed to achieve. They generated an extra £210 million in revenue simply by reminding the British of how many Brits pay their taxes on time. Small nudging reminders can pay huge dividends in your workplace too. Get in the habit of holding short best practices meetings once a month where you bring together employees from different teams or even outside businesses. And don't just tap into the usual suspects for topics. Consider topics such as stress management and work-life balance practices, dealing with annoying coworkers, adding more fun to the workplace, etc., etc. And finally, what makes people happier, according to studies? A, receiving $30,000 once, or B, receiving $10,000, but three times? Well, the answer is B, and this result shows up in numerous studies in numerous ways, which is yet another reminder that when it comes to celebrating success at work, handing out bonuses, or sharing appreciation, smaller but more frequent dosages create happier employees and workplaces. And now my fun at work tips. I'm doing this old podcast on February 14th. It's Valentine's Day. So since today is dedicated to showing our appreciation to our loved ones, try spreading a bit of positive love in a safe, fun way at work, the way one of my clients does. They dedicate a day each month where people leave funny, kind, heartfelt, sticky notes of thanks and appreciation in unusual and surprising places for people to discover as they go about their workday. Under the photocopier tray, under a coffee mug, in a lunchroom cupboard, or on their car windshield. Just look for weird, odd, surprising places to surprise your colleagues with a note of thanks, appreciation, and love. And the deep thought of the week for Valentine's Day is, why are "Your My One and Only" romantic greeting cards available in bulk orders? That's a very good question. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, did you know the University of Maryland has a team of academic experts dedicated to educating the media about Valentine's Day, presumably so they can share tidbits such as this. In the Middle Ages, people believed that the first unmarried person of the opposite sex you met on the morning of St. Valentine's Day would become your spouse. So if you're single, you might want to plan your route to work accordingly. Well, everyone, thanks for dropping by. This has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.